New Zealand all-rounder Rachin Ravindra is recovering well after suffering a forehead injury during the tri-series match against Pakistan at Qaddafi Stadium on Saturday. The incident occurred in the 38th over of Pakistan's innings when Ravindra lost sight of the ball under the floodlights while attempting a catch. The ball struck him directly on the forehead, leaving him bloodied as medical staff rushed onto the field. He sustained a laceration to the forehead which has been addressed and treated at the ground, New Zealand's team management confirmed in a statement. Despite the impact, Ravindra remained conscious and passed an initial head injury assessment, HIA. He will continue to be monitored under HIA processes, the statement added. New Zealand batter Glenn Phillips, who was named player of the match, described the moment as terrifying but reassured fans that Ravindra was doing well. "He lost the ball in the lights, and unfortunately, the ball won that situation this time," Phillips said. "But he's been conscious the whole time, which is fantastic. He's being monitored, and I'm sure he'll be raring to go as soon as possible." Phillips played a crucial role in New Zealand's victory, scoring his maiden one-day international century. His unbeaten 106 off 74 balls propelled the Black Caps to 330-6 before they bowled out Pakistan for 252, securing a 78-run win. "ODI cricket has been my favorite format growing up, and I've always been chasing that first century," Phillips said. "It was a pretty surreal moment, and I'm grateful everything lined up nicely today." New Zealand will face South Africa on Monday at the same venue as they continue their preparations for the Champions Trophy. The tournament officially begins on February 19, when New Zealand will take on host Pakistan in Karachi. Earlier, Pakistan's bowling attack was dealt a significant blow during the opening match of the Tri-Nation ODI series against New Zealand, as ace pacer Harris Rauf was forced to walk off the field after just 6.2 overs due to an ankle injury. Rauf, who had been in excellent form, displaying pace and control, began to feel discomfort in his ankle following the second ball of the 37th over. After delivering the delivery, Rauf appeared to be in pain, touching his hip before leaving the field without waiting for the physio. His premature departure left a notable gap in Pakistan's bowling lineup. The exact nature and extent of the injury remain unclear, but reports suggest that Rauf twisted his ankle, forcing him to abandon his remaining overs.